approaching the playoffs. Just one more game to get out of the way. How are the boys going into this one?
Yeah, everyone. Obviously, we've had a great run of results, and everyone's on a high. We've still got Sunday to get a result. We want to keep that run going. Don't want any disappointing results and going into the playoffs with a negative mark against us. So all the boys are desperate to get Sunday sort of done with a good result, and whoever we get.
I suppose it's taking care of their own business. There's a couple of ways of looking at it, isn't there? Getting through this game or trying to finish as high as you can in the table.
Well, it's both, obviously. I think we can only get fourth now anyway, but finish as high as you possibly can. If you can get the home leg at the right, at sort of the right tie, that's going to help. And the fans, it'll be nice for the fans to have something else to cheer about and get up to fourth. It's a great achievement. We've hit the target we set at the start of the season, and now let's go on and win it, and whoever we get, we're ready for.
You're back in action off the bench against Southend. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was obviously nice. Delighted to be able to get my first appearance since doing my leg, but it's been a frustrating 2 months for me. I've been fit for 2 months, and it's felt like it's been a bit of a drag and missed out on squads and stuff, so really frustrating for me. But I'm back. I think I did well when I came on the other day, considering it was only sort of 8-10 minutes, and I'm hoping to be able to get a little bit more if given the opportunity, and if called upon at any time, I'll be there ready to do it.
Was the injury play on your mind at all? Because you've been out for a long time. Obviously, don't want to get injured again. Were you thinking about it during the game? Were you relieved when you didn't get any pain afterwards?
Well, I've played 3 reserve games, so I think the first reserve game I played was a element of, I didn't really, like, there was probably a couple of tackles I pulled out of, and I think that's a standard when you broke your leg or done your cruciate or anything serious like that, it gets that way. But as soon as it goes into a first team game, the first thing I had to do was, it was exactly the same tackle as how I broke my leg, and didn't even cross my mind once, put my foot in, and if I had to do the whole thing again for getting us to win at Wembley, I would.
Now, heading towards the playoffs, obviously, after the Chesterfield game, it must be playing on the lads' minds. You've got experience of the Championship playoffs last season with Ipswich, haven't you? Is that something that's going to be helpful to you and the squad?
Yeah, I think if you look at all the players throughout the team, there's a lot of experience in there. There's a lot of... where is he? He's gone from here. There's a lot of players who have played in the League Two playoff, who have played in the at Wembley in the final of the League Cup and had the good cup runs, and then there's a couple of us who have already played in sort of the Championship, a couple have played in the Premier League, so you've got plenty of experience within the squad that have been there and done it, and that does help when you've got that experience head and going into a game which means so much to the club, the players and the fans. I think it sets a good level for you.
There is a bit of pressure, obviously, the chance of getting promoted to the Championship. It's been a long time away for Bradford, but is this the sort of occasion where you've got to enjoy it as players at the same time?
Oh, you try and enjoy every game, and I've not been to Wembley yet, and that's something that would be an amazing achievement for me. I've had many opportunities to go and watch games at Wembley, and I've said, look, I'm not going to go until I have to go for me, or... so for me it would be an amazing achievement just to get to play on Wembley, but you go out and enjoy it, and at the end of the day you don't really focus on what comes at the end of, or you don't focus on what you're trying to achieve, you focus on getting through that game, getting the win or the result. That you never know what you need the result to be in the second leg, and make sure you do the job right.
And away from Bradford, the big football story this week has been Leicester City winning the Premier League. We sort of knew it was going to happen over the last few weeks, but it finally happened on Monday night. I mean, what have you made of their success this season?
It's been, well, I think leading up to January, they weren't on TV too much. So it's hard to make that comment when you don't get to see them that often. But over the last few months, you've been watching the performances, and everyone has different ways of playing, and just because they haven't had 70% of possession doesn't mean they're doing the right things, and they've proved that hard work and a good close-knit group of players can achieve anything, and they've all gone behind each other. Their tactics have been absolutely spot on, and I take my hat off to them. And I'm fortunate to have played with Wes Morgan at Nottingham Forest, and he is a leader. He's always had that in him, and when you get other lads around him that want to achieve the same sort of things, it's always going to happen. So massive congratulations to them, and hopefully one day, you never know, it's only took them sort of a few years to come from this level, so you never know, hopefully it could happen to someone else at this stage already.